Turn with us over into Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 14. It is a joy to be in the Lord's house this morning. I'd hate to know that I was going to church. They called it the Lord's house, and He never was home. And I'm glad He's here this morning. He says that He'll supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory. I was thinking a while ago when we were singing the song, Walking the Streets of Gold, that it probably doesn't do a lot for this society and this culture that we live in because we've got so familiar with silver and gold. But I tell you what does excite me is walking hand in hand with Jesus. The one who hung and died for my sins when I should have died and went to hell. But God's love and His mercy reached to where I was. Probably one of the greatest passages in the Bible that I've ever preached out of. The Lord's going to let me preach here this morning. I love this text. Matthew 14, verse 22. The Bible says, and it does matter what the Bible says. And straightway, Jesus constrained His disciples, notice this, to get into a ship and to go before Him to the other side. While He sent the multitudes away. When He had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. I'm glad we have a praying Savior this morning. And when the evening was come, He was there. And I'm going to tell you what, He's always been there. And He'll always be there because that's who God is. He's always there. He's there in your dark hour. He's there in the good times and the bad times. He was there. I'm glad we've got a God that was there. Glad we've got a God that is here. The Bible said in the ship, watch this, was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves. For the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking upon the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. They cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me to come to you on the water. And He said one of the greatest words in our Bible, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. When he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately, could I get some help there from the congregation this morning? And immediately, it was not a process. And immediately, Jesus stretched forth His hand and caught him. Said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? You may be seated this morning. Father, we bless You today. We thank You for the good time at the house of God this morning. Thank You for Your presence about us, with us and in us and upon us. Lord, I need You to help me to preach this morning. If it be a sinner here lost, I pray that You'd draw them by Your great hand of mercy and Your heart of compassion. And Lord, if it be those that are struggling today, I pray that you would encourage their hearts and help them in the storm of their life. And I'll be careful to honor you and thank you. God, I need you to help me this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. You'll notice in this passage of text, there's a couple of words that I'd like to pull the thought of preaching this morning. In verse 24, the ship was now in the midst of the sea. And here's a Bible word, tossed. It progresses from there and it goes in 26. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled. I want to preach on this simple truth this morning. Tossed and troubled. Tossed and troubled. That seems to be where our society has taken us. It seems that in many lives, not only of the community of the world, but let's look at the lives of the disciples. They found themselves tossed and troubled. You may be the child of God this morning. I would love to know that everybody that passes through the doors of this auditorium today leaving, that you would leave knowing that your name was written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. But I'm going to tell you, just because you love God and you're faithful to Him and His church, it doesn't mean that at times you won't find yourself tossed and troubled. But here I want to preach on three things this morning of tossed and troubled. I want you to notice, first of all, there is a way considered. A way considered. Secondly, I want you to notice there's a wind that is contrary. And then thirdly, I want you to notice there's a word that is consoling. Now in this text, look in verse 22. There's a way considered. The Bible said, and straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into a ship and to go before Him to the other side while He sent the multitudes away. This way considered, notice this direction. There is a other side. I'm glad this is not all that there is. Thank God there is a other side. I'm glad I'm headed to the city where the builder and maker is God, where there'll be no more heartaches or pains or struggles in this life. Thank God I'm in the ship headed to the other side. Jesus said the way considered. I want to ask you today, are you secure on the other side? Do you know that you're safe on the other side? You know, a lot of people never think about meeting God. But we're all going to stand and we're going to be judged by Christ individually. Let me tell you something, eternity is way too long to be wrong. And so here we see in this text there is a way considered. We see the direction to the other side. Then notice not only the direction, but there's a distance. You know, to get to the other side of things, it is a process. It is difficulties many times in the ship with the Lord Jesus. He told them to get in the ship. And today in your life, let me tell you, you may be struggling with a hardship. I don't take it lightly. There's many people that is struggling. There was men that gathered in this auditorium last night and they prayed for not only those that are lost, but those that are struggling, those that are in the hardships of life. So He told them to get into a ship. You may be in a hardship this morning. You may be finding difficulty in your hardship. Life is hard. But then you may be finding difficulty in a relationship. You know, I wish that I could tell you, being married for 40 years, that it's always been honeymoon every day for 40 years. But I wouldn't be telling you the truth if I did. But I can tell you this, the God of this Bible has always seen us through. And when we brought what we needed into Him, He always gave us what we need. I'm glad we got a God that can help us in our relationships this morning. Oh, the difficulties may be in your hardship or relationship. Some of you may be having difficulty in friendships. I want to tell you something. The Bible says a man that has friends must show himself friendly. Thank God for friends, Brother Randall, on this side of things. Church, thank God for friends in this life. You may be having difficulty with friendships. Then some of you may be struggling, having difficulty in leadership. If there's ever been a day and an hour when we need young men to stand up and lead, it is in this day and this hour. Yesterday I seen some young people as they had gathered at our property and they were headed to the prom last night. Meg was doing some pictures for them and I got to thinking, what fine looking young men. Oh, we need some young men in leadership that be raised up in this generation, in this culture, that not only could lead people to God, but could lead people in the right ways of God. Oh my goodness, you may be struggling in leadership this morning. Many of you, God has put you in the pathway of many others for your leading. You may be troubled in your leadership. Some of you may be troubled in your membership. Some of you, you've got to decide, are you going to serve God or serve the world? You're in the church, hot or miss. You come to church if it's not something else better to do. But honey, let me tell you something. You got to set your priorities that Sunday is the day of the Lord. That's when we come and worship Him in spirit and in truth. Don't be struggling in your membership this morning. Be faithful to the house of God. Oh, this morning they had difficulty in their ship. I've noticed in my life I've had difficulties in the ship. But you'll notice there is a way considered. But in verse 24, there's a wind that is contrary. Verse 24, look at this Bible word. The ship was now in the midst of the sea. And look what happened. They were tossed. Tossed. Could you imagine these disciples on board? Some of the commentators, some of the writers of the books will say, there was a few others, but we know Jesus sent the multitude away. We don't know how big that boat was, but we know one thing. The wind was blowing on the boat. And can I tell you, the wind may be blowing on your boat this morning. And you find yourself tossed in the wind. Oh, the wind is contrary. I don't like wind. Wind terrifies me many times. I had a mother that was, she was scared to death of storms. Y'all remember in the country, we used to have them old bed springs under mattresses. Some of you young people don't know what we're talking about, but they had bed springs set on a bed frame, put a mattress on it. My mother was a young girl. A storm came up and they blew the windows out of her house. She was terrified of wind. I can remember I'd be from Jackson's age to all the way to Parker's age, be sound asleep in the bed. My mom would come, throw the covers back, and Brother Randall, she'd take, she'd chunk me up on that bed, and she'd climb in on there with me, and directly she'd get out, and she'd say, well, honey, get out now, the storm is over. I'm glad I've got a Savior that get under the wind with me and help me when I'm tossed in life. There's nobody like Jesus this morning. I'm glad He cares for us and loves us more than a mother hen this morning. Oh, they were tossed. You may be tossed to and fro. This wind that was contrary, notice they were tossed. Verse 26, it led to something else. They found themselves troubled. The Bible said that they were troubled, saying it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. I will remind you that fear is a reaction this morning. Fear is not an action. Fear is a reaction. Anytime we are fearful, it's always a reaction. Oh, me of little faith. How we need God to increase our faith. This wind that was contrary, you'll notice that they were tossed, they was troubled. But look in verse 26. I want to put a little energy on this point today. I seen it yesterday and I like it. Not only were they tossed, not only were they troubled, but I want to say thirdly, they was together. Nobody was in the boat by themselves. The disciples was in the boat. Aren't you glad there's some people that's sailing through the storms of life with you? Thank God we can be together this morning. The devil tell you you're all alone, but you're not all alone. There's a God sitting on His throne that's seeing about all of His children this morning. And aren't you glad that we have others that are sailing with us? That's so important. Not only they were troubled, that they were together. The disciples saw Him. Aren't you glad there's some people with you this morning? Aren't you glad there's some people with you this morning? How we need brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, the devil will fill your mind with some crazy stuff. The devil will paint you a real pretty picture. He'll tell you nobody loves you. Nobody wants you to be a part. Nobody, you're not welcome. But let me tell you something. There's a lot of people with you this morning. Mom and daddies, you're raising them children, bringing them to Liberty Baptist Church. There's more with you than they are against you. And you always remember this. If God be for you, who could be against you? Isn't it great to know somebody is together? We need each other. Do you know that? We need each other. When the phone rings at your house, you're going to need somebody else beside you. When that tragedy comes your way, that test and trial comes your way, you're going to need somebody with you. Thank God we can be together this morning, in this day, and this hour. What a blessing to have people that will pray with you, pray for you, give you a text, give you a call. Oh, people, if there's ever been a day and an hour when families need somebody with them, it is today. We need each other as a church. I understand that online church may be the new formality, but let me tell you, there's nothing takes place of being in church. Nothing takes place of being in church. So here, tossed and troubled. There's a way considered, there's a wind contrary, but look at verse 27. There's a word that is consoling. I want you to notice this. It's amazing what unfolds in verse 27. So they're fearful, they cried out, and straightway Jesus spake of them, saying, watch this, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. So He says, be of good cheer, be not afraid. Brother Dwayne, as you taught Wednesday night on prayer, I thought about that several mornings this week as I prayed. I told the men last night in the prayer room, I thought about what you had preached. It was a great Bible message, a great truth. Aren't you glad that we've got a God that we can talk to this morning? And He says, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be of good cheer. This is what He says. I'm here. I'm here. And so this word that is consoling. Now, watch Simon Peter. I love him. I love this Bible character. Notice in verse 28, Simon's desire. The Bible said, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me to come to you on the water. There's a desire. I wonder, do you have a desire to get close to Jesus today? You notice that, first of all, before you'll ever be saved, there's got to be a desire wanting to be saved. You're never going to get saved till you have a desire to be saved. He said, now, Lord, bid me to come to you. And you know, He said these Bible words is so encouraging. Wouldn't that have been so terrible if He had said, go? But no, He said, come. Can I tell you that invitation that Calvary's still calling this morning? He's still saying, come unto me. Aren't you glad you can still get to Him by faith today? There was a desire. I wonder down in your hearts when you leave, I wonder when you're home mowing grass or you're at your job or you're there doing your housekeeping, do you ever have a deep longing in your heart, a desire to really know who Jesus is? There was a desire. Verse 29, notice this. There was a direction. This is very important. He said, come. And when Peter was come down, let me tell you, you're never going to get to Christ being big-headed. You got to humble yourself and come down. For He's the high and holy one. He's not the beggar. We're the beggar this morning. This culture's got Christ totally out of process, making everybody believe He's the beggar, honey. If it wasn't for the grace of God, we'd all be in hell. I'm glad one day I cried out and Jesus seen me as a beggar. There was a desire. There was a direction. Verse 29, watch this, it's so important. There was a decision. The Bible said, and when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. He made a decision. Have you ever made a decision in your life to come to Christ? Has there ever been a time that you had such a desire in your life to be saved? Well, I want to ask you, could it be decision time this morning? Do you really think you're going to live forever and step out and meet God and be okay? The Bible said you must be born again. Must be is what Jesus... That's not the words of me. That's what Christ wrote. You must be born again in order to go to heaven. There was a desire. There was a direction. There was a decision. But then look at verse 30. There was a distraction. As he started going to where God was, the Bible said, and he saw. You know, the devil, and I realize I'm preaching this on the sinner's side this morning, but the devil's real good at what he does with our eyes. Distractions. You know, I believe with all my heart there would have been people that would have come to Christ, but there's been distractions. May God help us to not be the distraction. May we have a light turned on where others can see Christ in us and our life. Oh my goodness, you'll notice the devil never quits, does he? So we see not only a decision but a distraction. But I won't leave you there. I love this. Look in verse 30. And this is what you need to see this morning. There was desperation. When he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. Look what he done. He cried and said, Lord, save me. He didn't cry and say, Lord, save them. But he is desperate. Lord, save me. Have you ever been desperate and realized you needed the Savior? Now, I want to say something about this before I close this sermon. This desperation. Lord, save me. You see, the Bible said he's beginning to sink and he cried saying, Lord, save me. Did you know there's three groups of people in this text that you and I are familiar with every day of our life? It is those that are sinking and they don't care. I mean, they don't care. It's those that are sinking and they don't know it. They think everything's fine. But there's a third topic there. There are those that are sinking and know it and want to do something about it. Desperation. Lord, save me. Look what Jesus does. Young people, look what the Lord done after this desperation. Verse 31, there's devotion. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. Stretched forth his hand. I wonder how many times Jesus has stretched forth his hand to you. At the cross, he stretched forth his hands. They were nailed. He died for your sin and my sin. This morning there was devotion. But lastly, look at this in verse 32. there was deliverance. I don't know if you've ever noticed this or not. Watch, underline it. The Bible says this for a reason. And when they were coming the ship, the wind ceased. There was devotion, but there was deliverance. Jesus walked out there and got him. Jesus didn't make him swim to the boat, but you look what your Bible says. After Jesus caught him, they both came into the ship. Aren't you glad that Jesus would reach you this morning? You say, preacher, I'm sinking. Let me tell you who Jesus is. He'll walk out and He'll take you by the hand. And He'll bring you back in the ship. He'll put you in relationship. He'll put you in sonship. I want to ask you something. When Jesus reached him, I wonder how far from the boat he was. There's no doubt that Jesus was walking on the water. And Peter said, Lord, save me. Jesus reached and got him. I wonder how far he carried him. But we know this, they both were coming to the ship. And I want you to notice what Jesus said to him. He said, O thou of little faith. Have you ever noticed this? That Christ saves first and rebukes later. You ever notice that? How Christ saves first and rebukes later. Let me share with you, come. I was thinking. You know, once a man or woman, boy or girl gets saved, they can go to that experience where they've had with Christ, that time when they too got desperate. You remember the woman that had an issue of blood? She couldn't get to Jesus for the crowd, and she reached out and just touched the hem of His garment. You know what happened to this lady's life? She was desperate. This is where people will try to humiliate you. Well, Christians are such weaklings. Let me tell you something. I want to raise my hand and say this. I'm a desperate individual this morning. I need Jesus. Maybe you're here.